bringing you his authentic perspectives on important topics.
They live in suburbs together. They live in the city together. They hang out together, all in the same family. We're the only idiots that fight because we want our voice to only be on one side. Like, does that even make any sense? And when the side loses, you lose everything. They, on the other hand, have a voice no matter what, because somebody that looks like them is always in control.
Frank, candid, and straight to the point.
Well, it's just a skewed system.
Of course it is.
It's a lot of a judgment.
But answer my question, though. Should we let people go? Should we let people go? Like, let's just forget about bail altogether. And if your neighbor commits a homicide and kills people up. If you kill people and they next to you and you just let them come back and live right next to you, they can live upstairs from you. Let them come in your house.
Frank, candid and straight to the point. This is the best radio show in the state of Wisconsin. Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth and The Truth App.
Now, he's the mayor of the city of Milwaukee. He's a young man. Give him a chance. I only complain about things that I care about. What I want you to do is pretend like I'm in St. Louis. And all I'm asking the mayor and the Common Council president and the Common Council, show me.
Now, live from the American Family Insurance Studio at The Avenue in the heart of downtown Milwaukee, here is Dr. Ken Harris.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Before I go, let me get Leah. Leon said appropriation is the word. Okay. Talking text line. Let me see the chat. What did chat say? Chat say, Dr. Ken, happy Tuesday. That's from Miriam. Love the list. Somebody said they voted at 8:30 this morning. I early voted, like last week, because I had to work the poll today. So I wanted to make sure. Not really a city girl said she was 110 this afternoon. That ain't a lot. Curly Q say picking my young lady up and heading there shortly. Felix C. said, go after Hamas, not the innocent people. People renounced Hamas. They gave Israel better, basically. Okay. And then this show will be a doozy. Felix C. said, Felix C. the second? Is it Felix C. two? Okay, let's get ready for those tariffs. Avocados from Mexico about to go up. You know, I've never tasted avocados, and I've never eaten what's that green stuff everybody likes? What's the green stuff?
Is it a condiment or?
Yeah.
Hummus?
No. The creamy green stuff that everybody eats that's made from avocados. Guacamole. Thank you, not really a city girl. That's what I'm talking about. Guacamole. I've never tasted guacamole. Why are you laughing at me?
You're not missing out on anything.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. They say we in the U.S. can, Mackie said, we in the U.S. can handle any price increase much better than the citizens of Mexico. Any increase in prices for them is a major issue. So can I be, hey, what's up, Atlanta Banana? So can I say something? Yeah. Why should we care about Mexico? We've been spending our time with all the crap that's going on. Can you say crap on the radio? Anyway, with all the crap that's going on in, yes, Curly Q, I never had an avocado. With all the crap that's going on in the world, why are we worried about other countries when we need to be worried about us? We got major issues here, but that's what we do, right? We worry about other countries to take our eye off the ball with things that are happening in Milwaukee, with things that are happening in, like, all over the world. But instead, whenever stuff dusts up and things here in America start getting all crazy, we start talking about what's going on in the world. Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not going to do that. And don't beat me up because I'm pro-Israel. Israel ain't perfect by any stretch of the imagination. I'm pretty sure the Mossad has a good number of killings under their belt, just like our CIA does. Ain't nobody perfect. But don't bash somebody else for what they believe, because I'm not going to bash you for what you believe. I'll argue your point, but I'm not going to bash you because you believe that. If that's what you believe and what you support, hey, you ready? God bless you. Just be ready for the aftermath. Just be ready for the consequences and the unintended consequences that always occur when something like that happens. Because we pretend like we don't know what you're talking about. What you talking about, Willis? We don't know what you're talking about. I don't get it. It's 101.7 The Truth's Dr. Ken Harris for Educators Credit Union. You know, there are times in everybody's life when life tosses you a curveball. You have to adjust, readjust, realign, do all those things, but you really have to rededicate things in your life, like resources, to make things better. Sometimes you may even know what to do, but many times it's the first time you've ever had to face an issue, especially when it's a financial issue. You know, for the last couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union for those things. And in the past, I've had a financial issue with a family member that we had to deal with. And so I was able to go in and not just get help and resources, I was able to get a plan. And I kind of consider myself a family member with Educators Credit Union. Why is that? Because you become a member when you join. At Educators Credit Union, our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we aren't concerned about profits or the bottom line of shareholders. Our greatest reward is you achieving your financial dreams. And that's exactly what I did. Lower rates, access to free financial resources, experience more heart and less hassle. How do you do that? By making the switch today. Achieve more at ecu.com. That's ecu.com. Insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required. And so I've been a member for, like, I literally lost count, like 2005, something like that. It's been quite a while. And I've always been happy with Educators Credit Union. They've always done a great job. I even made a mistake, and you know how you go in and you charge something and then you forget about it and then you go back, and it was like a $2.84. I'm like, $2.84? I don't know if I was ready. Okay, let me cut up my card and let me call them and tell them my card's been this and that. But you got to sign an affidavit, right? Because if you sign it, it's the truth. And then it's not. It's like, duh. So I went in. And then I went, where was I at that time and place? Because they were able to actually tell me, this is where you were when you used it. You know what I did? Use the air pump. You know, the air pump takes a credit card now, right? You stick it in and it turns on for like however many minutes and you fill up air in your tires. They were like, this is from so-and-so, so-and-so, and so-and-so. Well, where is it at? It's on this street, on this. I was like, that's it. Now, they'll take care of all the, you know, I want a house, I want a car. But every now and then you have just those small things that you have to do. And I went in and I think I only waited like 2 minutes. And they took care of me. And that's the type of experience you can get from Educators Credit Union. I've been there. There's membership eligibility required. So make sure you go in and check them out. Tell them Dr. Ken Harris sent you. 833-212-1017 is the number.
Number 5.
Well, you know what today is, right? It's Election Day. And what does that mean? What does Election Day mean? Well, polls are open until 8 o'clock. Voters are set to cast their ballots in Wisconsin's spring election today to decide a number of key races. High-profile Supreme Court seat that will decide the ideological lean of the court, and also the top educational officer in the state. Now, let me say, also, there's a, can't forget this one, constitutional amendment regarding photo ID at polling places. I don't understand why people are fighting against voter ID. They keep saying it'll disenfranchise people, but the only pictures they ever show are black people. And I said it years ago when 101.7 The Truth began, roughly 5 years ago. Are black people the only people that can't figure out how to use an ID at the poll, but they can use an ID for everything else? You got to go to the medical doctor. You got to go buy cigarettes. You got to get your medicine from the pharmacist. You show ID. But then when I go vote, it's disenfranchising. So poor whites aren't disenfranchised by needing an ID card? Or are they smart enough to, okay, let me quit. And when it comes to the top educational officer, I voted for Kinzer. I am not voting for Underly under any circumstances. She is terrible. I said it in the beginning. I said it when I interviewed her. I said it today. Supreme Court, to vote, registration is required. You can register and check your, I think it's myvote.org or myvote.com or something like that. You can Google and you can find out where you're supposed to vote. If you're not registered, you can actually register today. So there's no excuse why you are not voting. Get it? Got it? Good.
Number four.
I don't know if you've seen how much money we spent on the Supreme Court race here, but it's topping $90 million. 90. And what they're planning on is changing over some of the U.S. House of Representatives as it relates to redistricting. So when someone comes to the court and says, we want to change this, this is racist, they just change it. Now, that's something that Elon Musk said, and they're going to lose two Republican seats. Yeah, but they're also, right, will probably make those seats predominantly white. And so in the long run, black people still won't have anything. So be careful how you use your vote with Democrats and Republicans, because in the end, we're in the minority. I'm just saying.
Number three.
Speaking of our wonderful U.S. government and DOGE, this from WISN.com. Milwaukee's Hunger Task Force says $615,000 worth of food it was expecting this summer has been canceled by the U.S. Department of Agriculture. The Hunger Task Force, a nonprofit food pantry here in West Milwaukee, tells WISN 12 News the USDA has halted $500 million in deliveries to food banks nationwide. According to the Hunger Task Force, that $500 million in funding comes from the USDA's Commodity Credit Corporation, which provides additional resources to purchase food from American farmers and ranchers and send it to emergency food providers. Two orders from the Commodity Credit Corporation were set to be received between June and September, totaling $2.2 million worth of food for the entire state of Wisconsin. And the halting of funding means Hunger Task Force has five full truckloads of canned chicken, cheese, milk, and eggs canceled. Another eight partial truckloads of turkey breasts, chicken legs, pulled pork, and pork chops are also no longer arriving. The Hunger Task Force says those cuts represent over 302,000 pounds of food valued at $615,000, which is a little more than 25% of the state's canceled total. Hunger Task Force CEO Matt King said this is having a big impact not only for food banks around the country and here in Milwaukee, but also our growers and farmers. So it sounds like what we're going to need to do here in Milwaukee is to help raise money for places like Hunger Task Force. And even though we do give, I think it's time we start to really deal with the fact that there are some changes that are going on with DOGE. And whether you agree with DOGE or not agree with DOGE, some parts I do, some parts I don't. This is one of those that I don't.
Number two.
Fox6Now.com is reporting that Luigi Mangione, you remember him? Denise Thomas and I, DT and I, had a show on Truth Unfiltered about the insurance industry. And so what's happening now is this is the young man that they accused of the premeditated cold-blooded assassination that shocked America. This is what Ms. Bondi is saying, who's the head of the Justice Department. And they're saying that he was an innocent man, father of two children, which is true. But she said, after careful consideration, I've directed federal prosecutors to seek the death penalty in this case as we carry out President Trump's agenda to stop violent crime and make America safe again. Well, I don't know how people feel about the death penalty. I know when I was in college and I was, everything in the world was still black and white, I was pro-death penalty. It's terrible that you did it, and we're going to take your life. Now I'm not so sure. Now, as I've aged and become a little more wise, notice I said a little, so don't beat me up, a little more wise, I don't know if killing someone for killing someone would be appropriate. Like, we don't live under the Old Testament anymore. There's no more eye for an eye. And that's one of the things I don't like about crime, about the law. New York charged him with first degree, a class one. I don't know what that means. Felony one count, murder in the second degree, criminal possession of a weapon, three times, and criminal possession of a forged instrument. And so they charged him again in Pennsylvania. They got federal charges. But here's my issue. You ready? My condolences to CEO Brian Thompson from United Healthcare. Let me first say that. I am sorry for his children. I'm sorry for his spouse. I'm sorry for the fact that he lost his life. He should not have. Regardless of what you think about a person or not think about a person, they should not have lost their life. But what makes Brian Thompson's life so important that we should go to this length? You don't go to this length when black people are killed. You don't go to this. Yes, I'm racializing it. You don't go to this length when innocent children are killed. They go to prison and that's that. But now you're going to go out of your way to make sure that this person gets the death penalty. For what reason? It seems like if you're from a Fortune 1000 corporation, and you die and you're killed, your life is more important than the average citizen in America. And they wonder why we have issues supporting this country.
Number one.
From thegrio.com, I'm happy to report that classes may soon be in session at Hillman College. Netflix has ordered a pilot of a sequel to the beloved 80s and 90s sitcom It's a Different World, and a rare move by the streamer, reported Deadline. No casting decisions have been finalized yet, but the pilot is set to begin filming this summer to flesh out the tone of the story and the characters. A Different World famously kicked off as a spinoff to The Cosby Show, and as one of the family's daughters, Denise Huxtable, played by Lisa Bonet, as she went off to college at the fictional HBCU Hillman College. However, Bonet exited the show after one season following a pregnancy with then-husband Lenny Kravitz. The series went on to center on her classmates, the budding romance with Whitley and Dwayne, which is Jasmine Guy and Kadeem Hardison, became a focal point of the series during its six-season run from 87 to 91. Don Lewis, Daryl M. Bell, a good alpha man, Sinbad, Charnell Brown, Cree Summer, and Glenn Turman were also part of the sitcom. August of 2024, there are reports that a sequel revisiting Whitley and Dwayne's post-college with their family was possibly in the works. The sequel Netflix orders expected, but it hasn't really been confirmed, to return to Hillman College with their daughter, Deborah Wayne. Among the writers and executive producers, of course, is Felicia Pride, whose credits include Queen Sugar and Grey's Anatomy, and another sitcom reboot that shall forever go down in infamy, like as a burning ember in a fire, is Bel Air. Terrible. Anyway, in addition to the newer talent field joining the fold, some of the old guard will be there. Debbie Allen, Tom Werner, Gina Price. I never know how to say her name. Bythewood, B-Y-T-H-E-W-O-O-D. Gina and Reggie Bythewood, or Bythewood. I'm sorry, I don't know how to pronounce her name. While the pilot process is a traditional, conventional television way of figuring out whether or not the show will work, Netflix typically orders just straight to series, but Netflix only ordered a pilot one time before. That was with the comedy Little Sky, which didn't get picked up. So going the pilot route isn't necessarily about to become a new standard at Netflix either. They haven't shared the reason for the decision to start with a pilot, but typically the decision is employed a test of proof of concept before ordering a series. If you can't prove a different world and you need Kadeem Hardison and Jasmine Guy, I'm sorry. If they're not in it, I'm sorry. I just don't want to see it. That's just me. But if they're not in it, I'm really not feeling it. It's 101.7 The Truth's Dr. Ken Harris for Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. You know, there's a lot of buzz around the draft. And we got it coming in Green Bay shortly. But you don't really find one seeping through Pella's windows and doors. There's no buzz. There's no anything. In fact, you should make Pella your number one pick, because right now you can take advantage of no interest financing options or free glass upgrades. They're talented designers. They're installers. They can match your unique home, whether it's brand new or if it's in a historic neighborhood, because they got seamless customizations. Certain restrictions apply, and the deal ends April 30th, so place your free in-home consultation today. You got 29 days. How do you do that? Just go to PellaWI.com. That's PellaWI.com.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I got something for the fellas this time around. Ladies, won't you tell me your name?
Tabitha, Athena, and
you're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. RC said, ideas scan as you shopping. It was busy. I practically walked in and out of the door. No sending. Okay. RC said, I never understood ones willing to support a person in prison that made a choice to take a life, but ask who is going to take care of unwanted babies that have yet to make a choice in life. I don't understand what you're saying. But I guess I can try to make heads or tails of it. I get your point. We don't want to pay for children, but we want to pay for prisoners. I don't have a problem paying for both. That's one. I'm not touching a kid thing because people make mistakes and things happen, but I'm not going there. It's too convoluted and too complex. And I don't know if I'm ready to put myself out there so people will get all mad and scream and all, I can't believe this, I'm not right. You know, they get all, you know, y'all get a little. Y'all get a little beside yourself when y'all disagree. So death penalty versus being anti-abortion. I think because children are unborn and they can't take care of themselves, I think that's the argument. That's the argument people have. That an adult can defend themselves. They're making a conscious effort to commit a crime, whereas children don't have that opportunity. That's why you shouldn't give juveniles the death penalty. I don't think you should give anybody, if you're going to use the death penalty, under 25. Your brain is not fully developed until you're at least 24 or 25 years old. You can hold them accountable for some things, but crimes of passion, you know, premeditated, I get it. But again, you're still dealing with the mind of a child. And so with that, children, absolutely not. But I don't know if I'm for adults either by virtue of the fact that killing you removes you of all responsibility. And so here's the weird part. We have cruel and unusual punishment is outlawed in America. Death penalty isn't cruel and unusual. Well, it doesn't. There's no time on it. You can do it really fast and boop, and it's over. I don't know. I don't know. That's just me. 833-212-1017 is the number. I'm not diving into the death penalty piece. At the beginning of the show, we talked about the five things that every Black American should have. But what do you need to take advantage of in terms of opportunities in America? Like what things? And I guess I'll take calls on anything. But what do you really need? What things should a Black person possess in America? What do you need to really take care of in terms of opportunities, right? What things do you have to possess? House, you know, a car to get to and from work? You don't have to have that. I say real estate, definitely. A 401k, whether you have a pension or not. If you can, all things legal, of course, you know, those types of things. When you get a certain age and get a certain place, you should have life insurance, always. You should have a trust, always. That's me. I'm not a licensed anything. So I'm just saying that those are the things that we need in life so that when things happen, we're taken care of. That's all. 833-212-1017 is the number. Robert, you're on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth.
How you doing, Ryan?
Who? My name is Ken.
Ken?
Okay, here's what we're going to do. All right, so moving on. You can check if you want to, but moving on. What do you think Black America needs to take advantage of opportunities here? I think you need an education, at least 2 years of college. At least, like that's an absolute minimum, 2 years of college. Every Black person should not go into life without 2 years of college. I don't care if you're not as intellectual or not as smart or not as, you know, I can't do brain surgery. I can't do math. Well, you can do anything because everything has to do, like you can't weld without knowing math. You can't do carpentry without knowing math. You definitely can't do electricity without understanding math. And I think 2 years of college should do it. It'll give you a trade. It'll give you business acumen. It'll give you experiences that you've never had. It'll give you internships. It'll give you all those. But what are some of the things you think we need in order to take advantage of America? We live in a capitalist society. There are some things you have to have. You have to understand at a basic level, insurance, finance, need to understand what financial resources you have. And that's why, and I'm going to throw it out there again, that's why I support Educators Credit Union. You can say it if you want to, but I've been a member there for decades. And when I got a question, I got an issue, I need to figure out how to do this. That's where I go. I think you need to take advantage of those types of opportunities. You need a bank account. But the way the system is set up, well, you get bad credit, so you can't get a bank account. Well, there are mechanisms available, right? Like, you have to have membership eligibility in order to be a member at Educators Credit Union. But it's one of those places where you could at least ask a question. I need a plan. I don't understand this. Where can I go for that? How can I do this? Like, what are those things in your life that you need as a black person to protect yourself? If you don't pay for anything, you should be paying for insurance. I don't care if you rent, you should be paying for insurance. If you live in your car, you should pay for car insurance. Because those are the places, you know, apartment, your house, your car, where the catastrophic things will happen. Other thing is medical insurance. I think if we change the way we calculate medical insurance and the way that we not only fund, but dispense healthcare insurance. I didn't say healthcare. Healthcare insurance. I think it would change. Medical doctors and lawyers get paid what they get paid because it's a closed loop. Oh, you want to be over here? Oh, you got to go to school. You got to take a test and you got to do this. And you got to get board certified and then you can be in the game. Then you can work and you can have your own. Right. I get it. But is that really appropriate for the average American that's walking around in need? And there's some. What's the word I'm looking for? There are some steps you have to go through and some plateaus you have to reach to even be eligible to get a house, get a car. Now, it can't be like they did under the Clinton administration. Everybody in America deserves to have a house. No, you don't. And they proved it when the market crashed. Not everybody deserves a house. I remember having a house and selling it. And the person that bought the house lost the house within 2 years. I'm like, how you lose it within 2 years? Well, odds are you didn't have the things in place. Now, granted, some of the banks have criteria that's just monstrous to be able to get a house. Oh, you got to have this, got to have that, got to have this, got to have that, got to have this, got to have that. And most people just be like, you know what? I'm done. It's too much. And we talk about it being, it's an important part of your growing and having money and doing this and doing that, right? Right now, if you are in your 20s, you should have a house and you should make sure that house is paid off by the time you're 40 years old. If you buy a $200,000 house, hustle like a fool. Pay that house off, you now have access to $200,000 of equity. You can use it to start a business. You were going to pay a mortgage anyway, right? You can use it to start. And no, I'm not giving financial advice, so don't. Just a thought I had. You can use it to pay for college. You can use it to fund a business. You can use it to go on vacation and pay it back. Like there are multiple things. But access to credit is one of those things that can get you out of being poor. First thing you do, buy a house. Before you buy a car, buy a house. Save up and buy a house. And you'll be house poor for a while, like everybody is when they get a new house, unless they, you know, parents kick in and, oh, we're going to help you out, man. You'll be house poor. You'll be paying your mortgage and you might have to buy you'll move your bed set in from your you'll move your bed set in from your apartment where it's a single. You ever see a twin bed in a full bedroom? It's weird. It's like a kiddie bed, right? It's like a teenager with a bed. And it's your master bedroom. Well, sometimes you gotta live like that. I got a chair. Okay, maybe two. Maybe four. You know, those cheap wooden ones you buy? And a coffee table, and that's my kitchen table. Sometimes you got to live like that in order to make it. But sometimes we compare ourselves to other people, and that's what causes people to go into debt and do all sorts of weird things. Miriam said, why not, Dr. Ken, if home ownership is a major part of generational wealth, shouldn't that be a priority? That's what I just said. I think you just heard part of what I said. Definitely own a home. Definitely. Definitely own a house. Why is that? Because it is a major part of generational wealth. But it's not a part of generational wealth unless you set it up to be a part of generational wealth. Just owning a house is not a part of generational wealth. Setting up that house so we can use it for some of the things I said, and setting up that house and putting it in certain entities like a trust or something like that so that you can then pass it on tax-free, that is generational wealth.
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. 833-212-1017 is the number. Some people don't ensure the house will last generations. For example, no preventative maintenance, no upkeep, a liability instead of an asset. That was from Lana Banana. Miriam said, Lana Banana, I think it goes beyond the maintenance. What makes it even worse is the tax system. When it comes to home ownership, why is it worse? You have to pay taxes in order to keep up the resources. You got to have electric coming to your house. You got to have water coming to your house. Let me see. You got to have the thing called the sewer, and you got to pay for that. Garbage pickup, got to pay for that. Homeowners pay for that. It's just part of home ownership. Lana Banana said, Miriam, that too, there are many variables that will make a house a liability, but there are way more variables that make it an asset. Lana Banana said, other dwellings will be in their best interest, for example, rental. Here's the kicker. Whatever floats your boat is what you do. That's what it comes down to. It's what it comes down to. Whatever floats your boat. If you're into rentals, knock it out. I can't do rentals. I'm not a landlord. Can't do it. I'm not an apartment dweller owner. That's why if I did Airbnb, somebody else would manage it. I'm just not putting up with all that. I got too many other things to do. I feel you, and if that's your thing, hey, rock with it. That's just me. Make sure you rock with it. 833-212-1017 is the number. Marcus said they just left their voting place. They were 271. D'Angelo Advocate said, yo, Doc K, Will Smith took a picture bungee jumping. He looked like Uncle Phil. He should have played that role in the new Bel Air TV show. Speaking of A Different World new series, I wrote a pilot script for okay. Well, send it to him. Might end up being a writer. I mean, you know, that's something I have a bucket list that I'm checking off, which is why I'm so busy. And one of them is to write a TV pilot script for a very specific series and then a movie. And then try to sell them. And if they work, they work. If they don't, they don't. I've always wanted to write a Lifetime movie. You know, one of those soupy, sweet, you know, lovey type movies for Christmas and all that crap. So, you know, I'm just saying. Hey, it's 1017 The Truth, Dr. Ken Harris. You know, there are times in everybody's life when life tosses you a curveball and you have to, you know, readjust, realign, and rededicate your resources to making things better. Sometimes you may know what to do, but many times it's the first time you've ever faced an issue, especially when it's financial. You know, for the last couple of decades, I've been able to turn to Educators Credit Union. I had a financial issue that involved another family member, and I was able to go in and get advice, but more importantly, get a plan. I'm here today to tell you that it worked. At Educators Credit Union, you're a member. And at Educators, our members are our purpose. As a credit union, we're not concerned with profits or the bottom line of shareholders. Our greatest reward is you, achieving your financial dreams through lower rates and access to free financial resources. Experience more heart and less hassle by making the switch today. Achieve more at ECU.com. That's ECU.com. Insured by NCUA, membership eligibility required. And so I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to that thing called a different world. But what they gonna call it? Another different world? A new different world? A new decade? A different decade? A different millennium? A different I don't know. Millennial bash? I don't know. Hey, I don't know. Do you?
Don't touch that dial. More of Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris is next on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. This is Truth in the Afternoon with Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Wow. That was an interesting public service announcement. Don't drive high. Let's get a one that says don't get high. maybe we should have that one. You know? Hey, we had a great show. Thank you to all the callers who called and challenged and kicked me around and pushed me around and took some kicking around and pushing around. You did great. I want to thank you for listening. Thank you for watching on YouTube. Make sure you stream and watch us every time at 1017thetruth.com. Just click watch live. It's that easy. You're listening to Truth in the Afternoon. I'm your host, Dr. Ken Harris. Tory Lowe Show's coming up at 6 o'clock, and I'll be back in about 22 hours on Hump Day Wednesday. It's been great being with you. Thank you, Glenn. Appreciate you, brother. As always, it's great being a part of Truth Nation. Hey, God bless. Take care. I'm out.